I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And Jason Beatty, who is always kind enough to talk about the Knights, is standing by. Jason, thanks so much for taking the time. Little Jekyll and Hyde football at UCF, but looks like they're playing pretty well of late.
Thanks for having me on, Larry. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, after two straight losses a few weeks ago to Tulsa and Memphis, you know, that was really a breaking point for the Knights. They rattled off three straight wins over Tulane, Houston, and Temple. Of course, they've got a big test this week, but right now UCF is in stride. They're playing really good football. We spoke with Josh Heupel this afternoon. He's happy with his team's mentality and where they're at right now, and a lot of pieces are starting to come together for this UCF team.
You know, Jason, this is a fun team to watch. You know, you sit down and watch. I mean, and anything happens. They're wide open offense. They gamble a lot on defense. Maybe that's probably the nature of the beast being in that conference. That's like the new WAC, the old WAC conference. They're not afraid to put the ball up. They score a lot of points. Talk about that. I think that the very fact that they are an attraction. I mean, they're really fun to watch. I mean, they're not going to come in and lay an egg. I mean, you know, they're going to score points. If they go down, they're going to go down in that 40 range.
Absolutely.
How's the fan base? You talk to the fan base more than we do, and how do they appreciate that? Because there were years that you know, UCF was a okay team, you know. I mean, O'Leary had them as, you know, just a generally pretty good team, never really just outstanding to watch. But, you know, over the last 3-4 years, they've been that team that you want to, if you see them, that they're on at 3:30, you make a point to, you know, check them out a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's pretty incredible to watch how, you know, before this week, UCF was on pace to break the per-game yard average over 650 yards a game. They dropped a little bit, but, you know, it was interesting after the game against Temple. They won 38-13 over the Owls at home, and, you know, they put up 440 yards of total offense, and I asked Marlon Williams, does it kind of feel like a letdown? Usually you're putting up 600 yards of offense, and he's like, we still played pretty well, Like you mentioned in their losses, you know, against Memphis, they put up 49 points. I mean, hell, you lose, if you're putting up 49 points and you lose, it's like it's tough to find where you made mistakes offensively. You know,
exactly.
This team puts up a lot of points. They push the tempo. That's something you didn't see often with George O'Leary, as you noted. You know, he was a bit more nickel and dime you and keeping the pace than, you know, slower. Whereas now, ever since Scott Frost came in with Josh Heupel at the helm, it's tempo, it's fast, and it's physical. You mentioned the defense. You know, the UCF's offense is number one in the country, the only team in the country averaging more than 600 yards a game. There are a couple teams at, you know, 590, 580. But defensively, UCF's tied number one with Boston College with forced fumbles, and they're getting a lot of interceptions. Richie Grant has 3 on the year. The secondary has a couple guys going to the Senior Bowl, and it's a really talented team all around. And really, when you look at the losses, you scratch your head a little bit and think maybe they just beat themselves.
Right, right. Jason Beatty joins us. He covers the UCF Knights, all sports. But football right now is paramount. And another thing, too, during the recruiting season, you have to figure that these kids – and I see where they're getting a lot of interest from the Central Florida area too, that they're playing that type of ball. And, you know, not to, I mean, I don't want to keep knocking the regime's past, but they're not playing. They weren't playing fun football, and that's what kids want. That's why they want to go to the Texas Techs, and that's why they want to go to those, mm-hmm. you know, the Boise States and teams that are not afraid to just, you know, just pop it at any down. You know, it could be second and one, and they're going 90 yards. You know, I mean, that type of team. To me, would interest a recruit. Have you found that, you know, as far as a lot of the kids that have shown interest, that especially the ones on offense, and as you mentioned, defense, they gamble a lot. They also have good schemes. Just let's say generally would, you know, have a lot of interest because of how fun the game is and how much fun a lot of the players look like they're having when they're playing it on either side. And even special teams, you guys have made the art out of special teams with these crazy punters and kickers.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I talk with recruits a lot. You know, it's a bit slower now because kids aren't on campus as often as they would be in a normal season. But, you know, when the Knights went to Houston a couple of weeks ago and put up a lot of points and won that game, one of their commits, Kale Sanders, a running back out of New Caney, Texas, was in attendance. And I asked him, I said, you know, Otis Anderson and guys like Greg McCray put up a lot of yards in that game. And he said, I see my future in that fast-paced offense. I want to go out there. And, you know, he said he likes the pace. It's the pace where when the play's over, whoever went down on that play, whether it's Marlon Williams or Greg McCray, they pick the ball up immediately and go, go, go. Right. I talk with a lot of recruits, you know, quarterback commit out of Arizona, Mikey Keene, you know, was playing on Chandler. If you look at the Max Preps rankings, top 10 high school team in the country, they put up a lot of points too. So UCF recruits guys that are used to those, you know, up-tempo teams. And right. I think a lot of kids want to play for a type of offense like that.
Has Coach Heupel, has he tapped in a little bit to the Oklahoma and the Missouri areas where he probably was as familiar over the last maybe 10 over the last decade, and maybe there's a lot of siblings that played for him that may have interest? Because I know Missouri was his last stop, but he's, you know, the Oklahoma area is where he spent most time.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, they have three kids out of Georgia committed. I think Georgia's a big area they like. Obviously, it's not far from Florida. They've honed in on Texas this recruiting cycle with a couple kids out of that state. One of their top recruits, actually, Cole Joyce, is a linebacker out of Arkansas. You know, so they got a couple kids out of the South and Midwest area, I would say. Not so much Oklahoma, but he's definitely right. using his connections across the country. And, you know, I think this recruiting cycle right now, where UCF sits, it's obvious with everyone getting an extra year eligibility. He's kind of, Josh Heupel and the staff, they're kind of waiting to see maybe who might be a surprise coming back to the team. And obviously it looks like the NCAA is going to grant everyone a one-time free transfer here. So he's leaving a few spots open for that as well. But I think they're happy with where they are right now in terms of recruiting.
Before I let you go, big doings down in your hometown last week. The 305 headed down there, the 305 from 71st Street, Northwestern, and the Conks woke up. Talk about that. You got to be proud.
Yeah, I saw that final score. I didn't think it was going to be that close. You know, I didn't watch any of the game, obviously, but I think a lot of people kind of forget that there's a lot of talented kids down there. You know, we've seen Makai Sargent have success at Iowa and a few other guys across the country in some of those smaller schools, but there's a lot of talent in Key West, and I wish that college coaches would make that trip because it's worth it, not only for a beautiful weekend in the Keys, but there's a lot of talent down there, and, you know, they got to show up and show out against a good Northwestern team.
Yeah, they did, and Coach Hughes left the 2020 season with a good feeling. A lot of young kids on that team, and, you know, I mean, just to have Northwestern come down, you know, is something special for that, you know, for that school and for the community. You know, a team that's a three-time defending state champion, a national powerhouse, and you guys rattled their chain a lot. I love it. Jason,
absolutely.
Thanks so much for taking the time. We'll keep bugging you over the course of the rest of the season as we follow you. UCF, a lot of fans down in South Florida. Again, thanks so much for taking the time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.